In the meantime, we want to talk about those situations where you felt like you needed to turn to a person, whether they're sitting next to you on a plane, a bus, or something, or if they're preparing your food, or if they're in your class, like your friend who had problems with controlling his bowels. Well, I guess he had good control over them, actually.
Yeah, he could fire them off at will.
Just when he got upset, he was like, eh.
Yeah, that's when it happened.
Those times when you wanted to turn to someone and say, hey, you don't happen to have multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis or some other highly contagious disease, do you? You know, people just being disgusting out in public. So we'll be getting into your calls here briefly. I wanted to tell you about, I was at a Good Sense. I'm not going to say which one it was. There are Good Sense all over the area. I've been to Good Sense in Kansas City, Manhattan, Junction City. So, you know, it could be any one of them, and I think most of the time everything's cool there, so you know, I still eat there. Don't want to scare anyone away from it. It's a quality store. But at this particular one, the dude was making me, like, I think maybe I got lasagna or fettuccine Alfredo or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Went for the pasta side of Mr. Good Sense, which a lot of people don't, but you should check out.
They have some decent pasta though.
Yeah, it's good. So when you get, like, the lasagna, it comes with a breadstick, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they make up the lasagna, and obviously the laws of physics and the laws of microwaves, I guess you would say, say that, you know, you need to heat the pasta, obviously, a lot longer than you do, like, a breadstick. So they make the pasta first, and then, you know, they set that aside, and they get that all ready for you, and then they nuke the breadstick. Well, in between the pasta setting and the breadstick business, and this guy was wearing his gloves and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see he's got the look on his face like, I'm going to sneeze. You know how people get that look?
Yeah.
A lot of times when you get that look, if you get it far enough in advance, you can actually prevent the sneeze from happening. No, he wasn't so lucky. So, and instead of, like, sneezing into, like, his elbow or something, he sneezed and, like, pinched his nose at the same time.
So, ow! Wouldn't that, like, back up and pop your ears and stuff anyway?
Have you not Oh, yeah. Let's feel sorry for him.
And then, like, shoot snot out of your nose into your glove?
Yeah, that's the concern that I have. Not not the dude's innards, you know, not his... Oh, I hope his sinus cavity's okay. It's more the, I wonder what the hell I'm going to catch from this.
Did he change his glove?
I don't know. I mean, not when I was in there, not at that point. So, he did touch my breadstick, and I didn't eat that breadstick.
Oh, they have some pretty decent breadsticks there.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, I think, like, the breadstick, when they heat it, it comes with, like, the wax paper or something around it anyway, mm-hmm. or, like, a foil or something. So, I think I would have been okay, but, you know, it's just, no, I want nothing. It wasn't like he was, like, rubbing his finger along the length of the breadstick or anything, but it's still just so filthy.
That's not butter on there.
Yeah, not at all.